Yeah. Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm going to put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved, everything was going to be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read your Bible. You know what it says. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Yeah. Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya, I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out, deep game, this here's deep, huh? Some of y'all ain't sawing nothing but you started trying to reach, huh? But after him who's able to possess your fathers by his glory, struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is, since it's prophesied way back in the day, choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can make it.
Strange, the fiery trials are to try you. You say, why you? But your shirt say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? Huh? He told you he was going to have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. Huh? 1 minute you tell him how good God is and can't nobody beat the talk. The next minute you're backsliding so fast, look like you're moonwalking. Huh? Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself because I ain't no better. It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we got to remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Huh? Yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. Huh? It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it's showing up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's the fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled. God put that on his tongue. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, because the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're going to be on top. Choir, send the hook line one more again. This time you don't stop.
I know we can make it.
We can.
Thank you.
just had to put that two little things on you, everybody. Had to give Big Boy his first upstairs, you know, because my belief, hope it is with yours, he's going to step in and intervene and change a whole bunch of these crazy things we dealing with right now, you know. So that was my boy, Praise Master G, and we're going to work it out. And check it out. Today, hump day. You know, we made it this far, so, you know, we're going to be able to make it the rest. You know what I mean? So I think I'm going to put this one on you because I think we all take a lot for granted when we shouldn't. So it's an old school joint, but I know you're going to appreciate this one, you know, while we're waiting for other people to arrive. I am Indy, y'all.
Description, baby. Come with me. Take my hand. Come with me, baby. To love. And my name is Larry. And I like a woman that loves everything and everybody. And you know what, ladies? If you feel that this is you, then this is what I want you to do.
Everybody, I just had to bring that one back and put that one on your mind, because I know a lot of y'all haven't heard that one in a minute. This your host, Lamont K. Diddy Patterson, and you are listening to, you know what it is, I Am Indie. Let me see if some of my people that came through here, you know, they doing big things and got jet airplanes and got to wait till they land and do all that good stuff. 818, you on.
Hey, this is Pooh Pooh Man, a.k.a. Pooh Pooh Man. First name Pooh, last name Pooh, last name Man. I am Taurus Floatone.
Floatone,
can't do no wrong. What's up, Lamont?
What's up, baby boy? Appreciate you coming through.
Boy, I'm shaking and baking, man. I'm feeling good today.
That's a wonderful thing, boy, because a whole lot of other people out there ain't feeling good. What's going on good with you, man? I heard you got a lot of big things jumping off right about now.
Hey, but the one thing I want to say, all you beautiful women out there, put your hand on the radio and other on your heart and let me know that you really feel what I'm about to say, because I'm here for you and you alone. Like I say, I'm looking for the girl that's with the red mask on.
Well, if you see him and I see him, I'm going to let you know I see him, because I want you to make sure you see him if I saw him.
Well, I see what you see because I saw what you saw. We seen and we saw the same thing that we seen.
And everybody here can't see like that.
That's where, you know, that's that old funkadelic in me. You know, I've been T-funking for the last 30-something years, so what can I say? Have mercy on me, Lord. Please have mercy on me and all those that love me. Put your hand on your heart and just bow to just love Jesus and me next.
Well, say something, man. Don't be too greedy, man. Tell us about, I heard you got a book popping off right now, man. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I got a bestseller, been out since January. It's called The Birth of Hip Hop. It's things that I used to do back in the day, back in the early years of hip hop. I helped get the group started and a record started called The Rapper's Delight and the Sugar Hill Gang. I got them started, Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, Soul Sonic Force Sequence, Melly Mel, Soul Sonic Force, all those early groups, Von Mason crew, all those early groups. I own a distributing company down in St. Louis. So I wrote a book about it, and it became a bestseller. And this guy by the name of Darius McCray, he found out about it. I've been knowing him a little while. He got in touch with me. They're going to do a documentary on the book. They're going to also do a movie because Warner Brothers wants to do some subject matter on Sylvia Robinson, who owned the company called Sugar Hill. And she's a major factor in my new book, Birth of Hip Hop. So they is considering, they're doing due diligence now, considering making a movie out of this book. And it's got a lot of initial things that it took to get rap music started. Because at one time, they used to tell you, the disc jockeys would tell you, well, this is going to be the last record we're going to play. We're not going to play any more rap music. And I said, well, you're going to have to play my next one because I got a kid. He's 7 years old, and I got to feed him, and that's all I got. So it was that. It was almost a do-or-die situation. So we just pushed it forward. Then next thing you know, rap became mainstream. And next thing you know, it's the only thing and the biggest thing that's going in the American agenda that's around the world that was started right here in the U.S. of A.
Right. Do you have any excerpts or any conversations with some of those people that's in the book that you're featuring?
Yes, I got that. I got a thing called, a section called My Photographs in there. It's called my, I forgot what the name it is. You know, I can't think of everything. But anyway, it's in the book. I got a lot of pictures, 50, 60 pictures in there of me and a lot of stars that were through those days and some other stars that those days accumulated. And the book, you can find the book on sale at Barnes & Noble, and you can also find it in Amazon, and you can find it over to Lamont's place, too, where, you know, I Am Indie, you can find over I Am Indie. They got a gang of them over there. Now, don't let them tell you they ain't got nothing, ladies and gentlemen, because they got them over there.
Boy, this boy right here can't hold water, man. But, you know, I understand you got some music popping out there, too, right now.
Who? Burning hot, man. I'm smoking everywhere. I got hit records everywhere, all up under my arm. God is great. I'm cutting records. If you got any, if you can put two notes together, call Poo Poo Man. I'm cutting you. I'm cutting your mother-in-law. I'm cutting everybody. I want all of us to have records under this virus that's out here. We're going to beat this virus with the heat.
That's what I'm talking about, because some places in this country right now, boy, it's burning up, boy. So people need
something. Well, you know what, though? To be truthful, on a serious note, it's hard for me to be serious because, like I say, I'm old funkadelic. So, you know, being serious didn't really come with our game. I came going with being good and being happy and making everybody as funk as they could possibly get. Like I say, when you can't do no more, just funk it. You know, so I'm kind of that guy. But on a serious note, everybody put your mask on. I just wrote a song the other day that'll be out shortly. It's called No Mask, No House Party. And if you take your mask off, let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you. Because no mask, no house party. Put your mask on. Don't be scared of that. Put the mask on. And if you see somebody you like up under, you like their eyes, don't believe their lying eyes. Just tell them to flash the mask like you used to tell a girl, baby, give me a little small flash. Yeah, flash the mask. And you say, oh, that's how beautiful you are. And then put the mask right back in.
Yeah, that's the new thing, boy, because that's going to be with us for a minute, boy. So I got
flash the mask.
Yeah, I got to put my ears on it last night, man. It's going to have everybody's head bobbing and rocking, so they're going to be able to get it in a minute.
Yeah, it's funky. You ready, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, one thing for sure. Listen, go up online and get my book. Go up under the, T-H-E, the GeneAndersonStory.com. Gene spelled with a G-E-N-E, not a J-E-A-N. The GeneAndersonStory.com. And you can find it, and it's everywhere. You're going to enjoy this book because it's got some real street talk in it. It's got some real legitimate talk in it. It's got some business in it. It's got some seriousness in it. It's got some compassion in it. And it's got you in mind. That's why we wrote the book. You know, it's called The Birth of Hip Hop. Probably some of your favorite artists is talked about in this book. But you can't find it under nothing else but the GeneAndersonStory.com, and it'll pop you right up to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. If they say they don't have the book, call the police because they're lying.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something. Hey, man, but I think we got one of your joints. I think we got one of your joints here. Give it to me. So,
give it to me right now.
I know you're busy in the studio cutting shit, but we're going to put this one on there. Put this one on them before you get up out of here.
Wait. One thing about that record, though, you got to be very strong to hear this record because it says 5 o'clock in the morning, somebody knocking on the door, and you peep out the window, someone you never seen before, and she come in the door, and the first thing she do is drop her clothes on the floor. What's wrong with the women? Lord have mercy. She must have a fever from that pandemic. That's what it must have been. She's hot all over. Give it to me right now.
Here y'all go. Let the windows down. Turn the air conditioner up. This is Gene Anderson, a.k.a. Poo Poo Man.
Oh, the peace, my ball star.
Rain at the way.
shoot my engineer because he dropped in and just chopped off the end of another song. But anyway,
that's all right. I got 10 more of them coming.
Don't worry about that.
I got plenty more of them coming. I got hits back to back to back to back.
Shit, that's a great thing, man. You've been doing this stuff since you was a kid, huh, Poo Poo?
I've been doing this. I've been on stage since I was 3. I've been at records since I was 12. Right now, I'm 72. I ain't never did nothing else. This is all I ever done. I've been with everybody. I've been with Red Fox. I've been with Fox TV. I had my own television show a couple of times. I've been the White House 2 or 3 times. We tried to turn it black once. You know, me and George Clinton, we tried to do that, but it didn't really happen. They put Obama in there, but they wouldn't let him do nothing. They sat there and tied his hands behind his back and told him to jump rope. You know how it goes.
Wow.
But here we go, though. They didn't get me, though. God got me. So they missed me. I'm still kicking. Ha!
Yeah.
And I suggest that everybody that hear my voice get one thing in their hearts, that you can do it, just keep on trying. They can't stop you. They can't stop you. Just go and do it. But put your mask on, because we want to be around to talk about it.
Because right now, we don't know how long this thing going to be going on. People say it's kind of like, what was it, the swine flu or whatever that was going on?
No. This stuff is worse than anything that the planet have ever seen. Ever. But one thing for sure, if one somebody can survive it, all of us can survive it. Because the one that do survive it is going to go by the rules that's necessary to stay alive. It's to stay a little distance, if you can say that. I can't stay distance from my old lady because she's too fine, so they just have to get me with that one. But I will wear the mask, and I'll tell her hello and give her a flash on the mask every now and then. She give me one back.
Hey, man, look.
Yeah, just do the right thing, man. Stay alive. Don't let them sucker you out there and try to tell you, I'm going to give you a few stimulus dollars, and you go out there and spend the money and smile at everybody's face and let them breathe that shit on you. No, don't do that.
I ain't going to do that. I was taught a long time ago. All money ain't good money. I learned that one at an early age.
Yeah, but some money better than no money. I learned that in an early age, too.
They go together.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you know what, man? I'm living to do one thing, to be happy. What makes me happy, I'm very selfish. What makes me happy is to make you happy. And I'm stuck with that. It's to make you and someone else like you and someone like them and someone like those happy. I was born for that. I wasn't born for nothing else but to make someone happy. I knew that as a kid. I know that now. And I know that in the grave. Hey, that's the world about. The world needs happiness. I wrote a song called Why. Why you want to hate me and you don't even know my name? How you going to hate me and you never been around me? You don't know nothing about me, but you're going to hate me anyway. So with that said, think about that.
I like the one we was working on the other day.
What's that?
The song.
Which one was that?
Oh, you done forgot it already, huh?
I bet I forget everything because I come up with something new every 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you later then. I ain't going to tell you now. I'm going to make them wait on
it. Well, that's okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing, bro. You have to tell them in a minute because it's going to be on the radio. And they get bad, dad, bad, love it, kiss it, and be with it. That shit's all good.
That's what I mean.
Hey, listen, Lamont, you're one of my greatest people. And I love you so very much because you're a true person. Listen, one thing for sure. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Don't let virus, the police, who would make a concern stop you from doing what you're doing because you're making people happy and you're giving them what they want. You're playing all kind of good music, new music, old music, music that's going to be music that was. Just stay happy and keep on pumping and keep on funking it. And when you can't do no more, funk it.
Absolutely. I'm with you 199% because that's the one thing that keep me getting up every day because I think this is my purpose.
Well, you know what? I want to let everybody out there know. Gene Anson, a.k.a. Poo Poo Man, been around a long time. And why I last so long is because I've been true to myself. And myself said be true to everything that I believe in and try to think the right thoughts and be the right person. And those that can't understand that, don't want to be a part of that, funk y'all too.
Absolutely. Well, bro, man, I appreciate
I gotta go,
coming.
Man. I got things to do. I got money I'm trying to spend. I'm gonna see you.
All right, Gene. Been a minute.
Love
Gene
you.
Edison, y'all.
Poo-poo man out.
Privilege of loving and the privilege of being loved. He is for the ease it gives the soul and the mind. Hate is for the absence in your search to find yourself. C is the calm you feel if you like what you find. He is everlasting.
Walk with me. Take my hand. Thank you.
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Angie on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K-City. Ciao.
Who am I? A man to tell. A wife will be. Interior, soft like it's Wonder Bread. I'm feeling hurt. I'm in pain. hoping I can see you again, Mary Jane.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
You can't help but kiss her twice. Feeling hurt, I'm in pain. Miss my girl, ooh, Mary Jane. We made love for the first time last night, and I was hoping I could see you again. Smoking my eyes.
Because, you know, it's legal everywhere all around the world now, just about. And if it ain't legal in your neighborhood, I know you know somebody that's sneaking it. But anyway, it's your host, Lamont K. Diddy Patterson, and you're listening to I Am Indie. I hope you like what I was blessing your ears with. Time sure to fly when you're having fun, and I've been having a fantastic time. And hope you guys have been enjoying the music as well. Hump day, hump day. We done made it this far to the middle of the week. So, you know, just hold your breath and grab your nose and, you know, don't inhale none of that stuff that's going on out there, because they really don't know where it's coming from and they really don't know when it's going to end. So the best thing to do is fall on them knees sometime at night, you know, and, you know, send one up. You know, that's the only thing I know that's going to, you know, help us stay here a little while longer until it's time for him to say it's time for everybody to come home. But anyway, I'm not going to get on that pulpit right now. Thank you. Love y'all. Be safe. And I'm going to take y'all home with this one. But come back next week, same time, all around the world. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no reason for you to miss this show, because you could get it anywhere else. But I'm going to put this on y'all ears and listen to what this man talking about, because y'all might need to do it. Thank you.
wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Stop lying. creed or color. Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.